Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Jeff Long. Jeff is an education coordinator with Game and Fish. Jeff administers the NASP program, the National Archery in the Schools program. Jeff, NASP has come a long way since its beginning, hasn't been around all that long. Give us some background about NASP and where you hope to take it.
Well, NASP nationally started in Kentucky as an effort to expose more people to the shooting sports. They were losing hunters, anglers, and they were looking for a way to get into a new audience of kids who may not otherwise try one of these things, a fresh audience. So they decided, hey, what a better way to do that than doing it right in the school. So the kid walks into the gymnasium one day. Yesterday it might have been volleyball, but today it's archery. Mm-hmm. So it's not an optional activity. They just walk in and go, oh my gosh. This might not be something that they would sign up for fear of, well, they don't know if they'll like it. It might be hard, it might be difficult, I don't know. They just come in, coach lines them up, teaches them how to do it, and it turns out they all like it, and it's very easy to do.
I know you had some problems in the beginning because of safety issues or perceived safety issues. So it started off kind of slow, but once you got the chance to show them just how safety conscious this thing is, it really took off.
That's right, and one of the things when we finally got into the Bismarck school system, a teacher had invited me to come over and basically just do a seminar for some of the other teachers just to experience it themselves, maybe as a student, rather than as a coach or someone that's being trained to be a coach. They just came in and did it as if they were a student in the gym, and she invited over the principals and the superintendent, and when they saw how that thing took place, they saw the rules, they saw the structure, they saw how the safety was the primary focus, it was just a slam dunk from there. And that's very typical for a superintendent even to be invited, call me up, I'm just not sure. Hey, come on up to the state tournament, take a look. They sure. Come up and they watch and they go, oh my gosh, no problem.
You mentioned Bismarck, and let's use Bismarck school system for an example. What schools are involved in our area?
Well, I don't have all the exact names, but I did a count, and there are 17 schools at least right now in the Bismarck school system, and that includes public and some parochial schools, but 17 schools in the Bismarck school system are now doing it.
Jeff, you mentioned the state tournament just a couple of minutes ago. That's coming up next month in mid-March. These kids practice all year long. This is kind of the focal point of their whole year. Tell me about the state tournament, how it takes place, and how many kids are involved.
Okay, well this year we're opening up the tournament a little bit more. We've had the most regional tournaments, and these are all just tournaments that any kid who's in a NASP school can just show up to, or sign up for, and shoot at. And all these tournaments, you register for them online, and they're filling up within a couple days of the registration opening. The coaches and parents are even calling me and going, my gosh, this thing's filling up, what do I do? So we're kind of getting a record number of kids coming to these things. So we've opened up additional opportunities at the state tournament. We've put in additional flights, which is an assigned time where you'll come shoot. And any kid that's at an NASP school can come and participate as long as they've had the lessons at their school.
This is going to amaze you. How many kids, Jeff?
Well, we've opened up 900 spots this year.
Yeah. This is just for schools that are involved in the NASP program. There is no walk-ons and things like that.
Correct. The key to it is the school has to offer it to part of the school's student body during the school day. In addition, if they have an after-school program, let's say my kid is in fifth grade but they only offer it fourth grade during school, but they have an after-school program, those fifth graders can come in after school and participate there to get their lessons. So any of those kids are eligible. There's no requirement to attend a qualifier round or to even attend a regional tournament. They can just get the lessons in the gymnasium and sign up. The only key is a coach or a certified NASP instructor has to be the one to sign them up. It's all done online.
All year long, Jeff, if you're a fan of any kind of college athletics and things like that, whether it be it football or basketball, we hear about academic All-Americans. Now, you've added something that's really intriguing into the NASP program, and it's the Academic Archer Program. Let's talk about that for a minute.
That's correct. The superintendent from Kentucky had retired from the State Department of Education there, and he was hired by NASP as he was a former 18-year, 15-year NASP person when he was at his school districts. And he said, you know what, we need to link education with the archery portion, with the shooting portion. So they got together and they developed an academic archer program. What this does is it allows, they've left it open for the school to decide, hey, this is what we're going to call an academic archer. They can set the threshold, they can match it with their dean's list or honor roll if they want, or they can create a whole new formula, but they wanted to leave it at the school's discretion to decide which kids qualify as an academic archer. Those kids can then receive a pin and a patch and then recognition at the state, maybe regional, and at the national events, and then they get put in for a prize at the end of the year as well.
There's more at stake at the state tournament, Jeff, than just bragging rights, too.
That's right. The state tournament also qualifies you to go to the national tournament and possibly from there to the All-American team, which we have had a North Dakota student be invited to that team. In addition to that, there's a whole wealth of prizes and awards, and again this year it appears that we're going to hit another $20,000 in scholarships that will be given out at the state tournament to the top shooters.
If you're a school administrator and you're interested in the NASP program, they get a hold of you, correct?
That's correct, yep.
Is there a number?
328-6322.
Fascinating program.
Thank you.
Well run. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
The National Archery in the Schools Program State Tournament will be held March 17th and 18th at the State Fair Center in Minot. The tournament is open to any student in grades 4 through 12 who attends a school that offers NASP lessons during the school day. As Jeff mentioned, the top 10 boys and girls qualify for the National NASP Tournament in Louisville, Kentucky. If you'd like more information or to find out if your school participates in NASP, contact Jeff Long at jrlong@nd.gov or you can call 328-6322. For Jeff Long and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.